Welcome to the pub. Do you guys have reservations? No? Not a problem. We'll squeeze you in. How many do you have? Four? Okay, perfect. Right this way. As you can see, we have TVs on every square inch of the walls and 127 beers on tap. So you'll never miss a game and you'll never go thirsty. Don't mind the bartender and his buddy over there. All they talk about is sports, and they love their Philadelphia teams. They do get a little loud sometimes, so just try to ignore them. Anyway, you can take a seat right here. Sean will be right with you. Cheers.
Hey, y'all. Just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Hey, boys. Welcome back to the pub.
We're back, dude.
How we doing?
The gang's all here.
Hear that? Hear this raspy voice? I've been gone.
Where you been, dude?
I'm glad you asked. I've been fighting.
Fighting what?
Fighting for what's right.
Yeah, what's
that? South San Francisco. I didn't know I was going. Sean sent me night of last Tuesday, so I had to miss last week, but I'm back.
I
caught some
that.
Sort of
You're like a missionary going to a foreign country.
What, you know what the funny part?
The gospel.
You know what the funny part was? He went there just to fight people.
I had an undisclosed plane ticket. Didn't know where I was going. He told me I was fighting for the good of the world.
Alrighty, well, I'm glad you're back. I didn't send you anywhere.
Stop fucking telling these lies. When I'm not here, I know you're sending me places.
How do you know it's you. How do you know it's me?
The handwriting. Can't read it.
In these cryptic messages I keep getting on my doorstep.
Fucking lefty.
It's like fucking hieroglyphs from the Mayans.
I got nothing to say.
Had a fucking sundial on it. Looked like the fucking calendar that ended in 2012.
Wait, what? Oh, the Mayan calendar?
Yes.
Wow.
He just keeps thinking he's fulfilling a prophecy every time.
You're
getting
there.
Sent
when
places.
I get the call, I go.
What are you, Kim Possible?
We can get Bob to do anything as long as he thinks he's fulfilling a prophecy.
As long as he receives a letter that looks like my handwriting,
yeah,
he'll go anywhere.
Like a weird cryptic letter, we can get Bob to do anything.
All right,
Quickie.
All right, who's first?
I got a quickie really quick.
Oh, you
Whoa,
got a quick hit?
Yeah. No, well, no. But yes.
All right.
I was enlightened this weekend.
Okay.
And basically, okay. You want to know why cake is better than ice cream?
Oh my God, we're back, dude.
Here
we
go.
Because when you see a nice fat ass, you say that they're caked up. That's how.
This guy's spitting facts.
Yeah.
That's got nothing to do with the food, bro.
It's got everything to do with it.
I'll give you one though.
When somebody has a nice watch on their wrist, they're iced out.
True.
That has nothing to do with ice cream.
What's that song from like 2012? He's like the ice cream paint job.
Oh, Rolly, Rolly, Rolly with his dabberage.
What?
I don't
this
think
guy knows
it.
What I'm talking about.
No, there's a song where he has an ice cream paint job.
Some designer two hole.
I don't fully know what that means, but the song used to hit, dude. I'll find it.
Well, it doesn't anymore.
You guys keep going, dude.
I'm sorry for interrupting your quickie.
Also, I'll interrupt your quickie.
Oh no.
It's not quickie, it's quick hit.
I'm gonna interrupt your quickie. The whole beat it. You guys are rapping. Merc and Sean, you need to step your fucking
what?
Game.
What?
Dude,
dude,
I
was so good, dude. It was so good
last week.
Dude, you know what it is?
I like that you recognize you're on some Dr. Seuss shit.
Yeah.
That you're just rhyming the same words over and
yeah,
over and over.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the ones and twos.
I never
A's and B's,
think
bro.
Of the A-B-A-B,
It's
dude.
Such a better setup.
I know, but when he brings it up to do it, it's not where my head goes. I start writing a fucking poem.
I'd rather be Seussin, dog. I'm not going to. Not gonna You're cap.
Rather be Seussin, dude. I want that
You're
on
lucky.
A t-shirt.
Y'all are lucky I wasn't here.
You were.
Dude, you should have wrote one just for today, dude. You should have wrote one.
I write one, just no intro, just start saying it.
No, it's like 18 lines long. You just keep you just keep going, dude. You're
like, I actually had time to write a whole song.
It was a long flight back from San Francisco.
I'll add the context for the listening. It's a big night for Philly sports. we have the first play-in game. Well, I guess the only play-in game for us.
Hopefully.
Ideally. The Sixers are playing the Heat tonight, so we will be distracted here soon in a good way.
I'm usually distracted anyway.
All right, so quick hit.
Quickie.
Isaiah,
yes.
Board game or video game?
Video game. Right. I mean, I like board games, but video games all day.
These quick hits are getting
the value of video games is unparalleled across media. You can buy a game for $20 and play it for hours and hours.
Days.
And hours.
Shout out Counter-Strike.
Days. Shout out to Counter-Strike. Well over 1,000 hours in that game.
I can check right now.
And it was $20 when I bought it.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, I guess you could also do that with a board game, but you might get bored a little bit faster.
Dude, I've been on my cowboy shit lately on Red Dead Redemption 2. I've been grinding it, dude. Howdy. It's still my first playthrough, so I'm having a fucking ball.
Just kidding. This fucking loser has his library hidden on Steam.
My
what
bad.
A fucking...
I'll check.
He's you also sicko. Offline for 193
He's trying
days.
To hide...
I haven't played video games in 192 days.
Really?
No.
I have 1,550 hours in Counter-Strike.
Damn, dude.
Global Offense?
No, it's Counter-Strike 2 now.
It's not, yeah.
Oh!
Dumbass.
But, oh, your hours
I mean,
switch
that's,
over?
That's over.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's
yeah,
the
why
same
did they do
game,
that?
Technically.
It's just another
I
update
have
with
1,585 hours.
Right.
Where
in the
are
range,
you at?
Brother. 1,550.
Oh, he beat you.
Damn.
I got him beat by 35.
You suck, man.
Damn, bro.
Yo, we've also been playing this game for 10 plus years at this point.
It get your hours up, dude.
Yes. Yeah, that's so, true.
I'm going to need you to hit that by next week.
I want to know what my hours in fucking World of Warcraft are.
Do you remember in like middle school when your friends could see how many hours you had on Call of Duty?
Mm-hmm.
And you would get clowned
but it,
for it.
But it wasn't
I got
hours.
Clowned for my hours.
It wasn't hours, it was days.
It got transferred to days once you had so many hours on it. I remember I got clowned for the amount of days I had on Black Ops 1.
It's a flex.
Like, bro, this guy played this game for a fucking month, and he's not Master Prestige? Are you kidding me?
I was tired of prestiging, all right? I already had enough classes.
Yeah, you hit your skill limit, buddy.
I don't...
He's still getting clowned to this day.
Damn it! This guy, he has... 14 days played on this game? He's not even Master Prestige? What a fucking dumbass.
Bob. Would you rather adventure in a desert or a rainforest?
Rainforest.
Why?
Probably
the fuck
you'll
you
last
in a desert for?
Huh?
The fuck you adventuring in a desert for?
There's like ruins and shit.
Fucking get sunburned.
Dude, that shit
is pyramids?
Dude, that shit is... A fucking flat forever.
What if
there's
the desert?
There's not pyramids in every desert. There's only pyramids in Egypt.
No, it's a requirement, dog.
What if the desert was like the desert in Dune, and there were like sandworms and shit? And
it would be
fuck no,
way worse.
Cute little mice that hopped around.
Yeah, I'm looking for spice in the desert. Yeah, let me get right on that. Oh, fucking rainforest, bro.
But bro, you could be there's high and in the desert.
The fuck am I going to see in the desert?
You could work on your tanks.
Scorpions and snakes and maybe a camel.
I think you're really not right.
You see like monkeys and reptiles and fucking...
You could also,
and you'll get lost.
And you'll die.
And probably
good.
Die really
like
fast.
I'll die way faster in a desert than in the rainforest.
Just bring your water
skin, bro.
No, you definitely will, dude. You can't last that long without water.
I'll dry
rainforest
out.
Is
how do you
pouring
know?
With water.
How do you
what do you
I'll
mean?
I'll fucking dry out like SpongeBob and Patrick
try
in the fucking
then.
Movie.
Yeah, and then you just get a teardrop and shit.
I'm gonna fucking end up trying.
I'll tell
he's
you
gonna
what?
Send me on a fucking expedition.
That
again.
Was the realest scene in all of
I'll
cinema.
It really was. It really was. Like when they're dried up, but I'll tell you what. I bet
excuse
you
me?
Nothing felt better than when they rehydrated, though.
Whoa, what are you? what are we talking about?
What
probably,
do you mean, what are we talking about? SpongeBob.
Incredible.
Pay attention, bro.
Anyway. Merc, would you rather go on a hot air balloon or in a submarine?
Oh, a hot air balloon, dude.
What?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Who is this guy?
Who? Dude.
I'm talking about you.
I gotta get it. You'd rather go in a
Whoa,
hot air balloon?
What? Yeah.
What?
This guy's scared of heights. Big
I watched
pussy hole.
A submarine. A submarine exploded recently, dude.
Bro, you have to pressurize those jaws. They can fucking smush like a tin can.
Dude, I'd rather take
you
that
know
risk
what I
than
also
just go in the air.
Heard about hot air balloons that you do not pick where you land. It, you just kind of like
good.
And you like that?
Like you kind of like
we
turn it off.
The same thing when Sean sends me somewhere. I don't know where I'm landing.
I thought everybody preferred the aquarium though.
That's not the same thing.
That has nothing to do with anything.
What are you going to look at in a hot air balloon?
What are you going to look at in a submarine?
What do you mean?
It's dark down there.
That's what a freaking flashlight is for.
Dude, how long
I'm
going to
be looking at you like a little tiny ant. I'm going to throw pennies at you.
Yeah.
From the hot air balloon. 1,600 feet up.
That sounds like that's blowing darts at me, dog.
That's me spitting off a hot air balloon and fucking hitting you in the head.
Which one? Yours or his?
Both of yous.
Oh, I thought you meant which head.
Holy right. shit.
Specials. So the first meal of the night is Christian will be on my mind as I breeze through this
the
meal.
What the fuck are you doing to him?
That Jemire conspired and Kyron will Barkley eat his veggies. Not again, Jonathan. Let me tailor you a new meal.
You brought the bars for the
just
wrong
just Josh
week.
And Travis. Travis, you knew I say what I want and I don't Pacheco it. Yerd.
At the end, it really devolved at the end there. I saw where he was going.
And then number two. Clark Catfish, Creme de la Fraiche, sur une assiette pleine de petit billet.
This guy went French on us, holy dude. Man. He pulled out the French.
He went Canadian, dude.
Last but not least, whoa, look at all this meat. Let me
leave it at that. Wait, leave it at that. Leave it at that.
Wait, there's more. There's more. Let me finish. Come on. Come on. Whoa, look at all this meat. Let me get a little nibble of that shit before it's too late. All right, I'll get your first meal.
Wow. Oh, holy
fuck
shit,
me.
Man.
Gotcha. There's
it's
your
like
meal.
It's like eggs and bacon and eggs and bacon and eggs.
Yo, Sean, when's the last time you checked your balls for any bumps?
Ticks.
Or ticks?
It's been a while.
Well, you should get on that.
Can you get on that?
PSA. Check your balls.
Pay your taxes.
All right,
that's too late for that.
Too late for that.
Hey, pay your taxes, check your balls, and eat your veggies, dude. That's...
Yes.
Where's it live by,
and don't talk to strangers.
Sure.
All right, your meal is on the table. I honestly, I don't really want to say
is that
it again.
In the script? Please, what's happening?
Huh?
It's like you're reading a script. You're like, your meal is on the table.
He sent us a list.
And now we talk about topic.
Yes.
Yes.
In parentheses. So, we're going to...
stage left.
Huh?
Who ranked these
shut up.
Who the fuck is Nathan Janky?
That's the same guy who did the tight ends, dude. All right, so, Bob, did you get the picture?
I'm not looking at it, dude. I hate when you tell me my name.
Well, we're on it now, so just look at it. All right, well, we're talking about fantasy running back ranks.
So, the list is ordered. Christian McCaffrey, Bijan Robinson,
who the fuck
Breece
is this
Hall,
guy?
Jahmyr Gibbs, Kyren Williams, Saquon Barkley, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Travis Etienne Jr., and then Isaiah Pacheco.
Why did you do 1 to 10, bro?
In that order.
You should have did 10 to 1.
Fuck you.
Whoa! This guy's taking my job.
The meal was 1 through 10. Wait.
Ooh. What are you talking about? Oh, it was, dude, actually.
There's a lot of body fluids going on over here.
This is a gassy bar, dude.
So
I think there's
everybody
a gas leak
think of the
bar.
List, guys?
Just keep farting and burping.
I fucking hate this guy.
All right, number 10.
One of these is not like the other.
They just keep trying to glaze over my flatulence, dude. It's pissing me off, dude.
What?
Acknowledge
show
my
a little respect.
For real. I work hard on these. Anyway.
I think there's a singer upstairs.
All right, so let's...
Woo-hoo!
We got the 10 top 10 fantasy running backs this year. Via
fucking Janky.
PFF. Nathan.
Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan. Jonk. Jang.
Yeah, so...
Jonk.
We'll start with number 10, I guess. We got Isaiah Pacheco. How do we feel about him this year?
Too high.
Too high.
Too high. Don't ask me names that I would rank over him because I can't think of them right now.
Why do you think
give
he's too
high,
though?
Because I think he's too high.
He was pretty good last year, though.
I think he's pretty mid last year, though.
Almost definitely a top 10 last year.
You think so? Like, you think he finished top 10?
I think he finished top 10 last year. You don't think so?
Somewhere
pretty close. No, he definitely did.
Maybe.
A lot of running backs were hurt for parts of the season, though. So,
I
want to
see a list of all 32 running backs so I can see who I like over Pacheco.
I give you one list. It's not good enough. You need a list of all of them now.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Usually.
All right,
generally,
well,
Isaiah Pacheco did not finish
in the top 10.
In the top 20.
That's a lot.
Year.
In
that's,
fantasy?
That's definitely
in
a
fantasy.
Lot. Overall?
Overall.
Like, no, we're talking running backs, bro.
Running backs.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Overall.
There's no way, bro.
Check the list, cuz. Check the list.
What list?
ESPN fantasy football PPR rankings per position.
That's crazy.
22.
That's crazy. I did not
get
think.
It together, brother.
So what the hell do they think he's going to do this year if he finished 22nd?
I mean, he was still a pretty good start last year, I thought.
He was, but obviously not as good as we thought.
This
guy got it wrong.
It was probably overall.
Check your facts, buddy.
It was probably overall.
It was definitely.
Okay, I'll recheck my facts.
Yeah. This he was probably like fucking seventh.
This was PPR rankings preseason.
Come on,
oh,
dude.
My God.
What good is that?
Hold on. Your mom. Hold on. This fucking website's got pop-ups everywhere, bro.
Whatever, dude.
Where's the remote?
I'm going to say my bit.
Mert. It's right here.
I think that he probably deserves to be around the top 10, but there are definitely some players you could probably swap him for.
Like who?
Derrick Henry seems like one that a lot of people would pick. I don't know that I would put Derrick Henry in there, but I could see him being a top 10 pick considering he's on Baltimore now.
It is pretty surprising that he's not in the top 10. Same with
a lot of people would also say Achane, Miami.
I think he doesn't have enough experience.
I don't think he has enough reps, yeah. But you know, I mean, you could throw him in there. What about like Alvin Kamara? He had a good season.
I think he had a half decent season. Yeah.
He had a lot of really good games too. He catches a lot of balls. Yeah, I mean, I know New Orleans isn't like a great team, but that seems like an obvious pick for up there. You know what I mean? Like,
no doubt.
Definitely top 15.
Yeah, no, he is definitely a high. I don't know if this is PPR.
Assume it's PPR.
Yeah, but that's really surprising. He should definitely be in the top 10. Yeah. You know who else isn't on this list that's surprising? Never mind.
Okay, thank you.
He is on the list. He's on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who were you going to say?
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, he's on the list. Sorry,
he's
buddy.
Right there, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, like looking over the entire list, I've
come back with new information.
What do you got?
He has moved up one rank.
He's 21st?
To 21st.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
That doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't.
Anyway.
What were you going to say, Isaiah?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would swap a whole lot of guys out of the top 10 on this list. I mean, you could rearrange the order, maybe, if you have some players that you like over others. But like all of these guys besides, I would say, bottom two should be locked top 10 running backs.
So Etienne and Pacheco?
I think they could fall off this list.
I think Etienne is just going to keep climbing.
See, that's what I thought. He didn't have a great year last year, though. I think everybody thought he was going to be a lot better than he ended up being.
I think he still was better last year than he was 2 years ago, though.
Yes, but I think there was somebody else that was starting over him for a portion of that season.
I think it's nuts that neither of the Dolphins running backs are on here.
It's because they're split carries. They're not a workhorse.
Still.
They do split, but I think it is a bit.
No, there's Alvin Kamara on here.
Disrespectful.
We were talking about that.
Finished like top 10 after missing
first three games.
Yeah.
Bijan was splitting a lot, and he's ranked number two.
Yeah, but they have a new coach. That's a coaching thing. I think that Bijan is going to get a lot more.
Oops. So.
I would definitely think so.
It's also a potential thing. Everybody
same with Jahmyr Gibbs. He split a lot with Montgomery.
He had a monster season, and he had a really good like postseason in the playoffs.
True.
Yeah, he blew up in the second half of the year.
Do we think DeAndre Swift falls off that hard just because he doesn't have our O-line anymore?
Yes, I think so. Because his last year in Detroit wasn't that great. I mean, it wasn't bad.
He was pretty good.
But I would say it was probably like a little above average, but I don't think he's a top 10 player. He wasn't a top 10 player with the Eagles.
I was going to say, he wouldn't even make this list if he was still on the Eagles. There's no way. He's not better than any of these guys. It's not even close.
He was top 10 last year with the Eagles.
But he wouldn't.
At the end of the season.
What? Really?
What do you mean at the end of the season?
Like fantasy points wise.
Like he finished the season as a top 10 running back? I still don't think he would make this list just because people would see it as an anomaly, I think.
What I'm looking at now via fantasypros.com also has the projections for what they think is going to happen this year, and they have DeAndre Swift at eighth again.
What team did he go to?
Chicago.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Chicago never has a good running back.
This also has pretty much the same list in the top seven, not in the same order, but they have Rashad White on here.
I forgot about him.
Yeah,
he's a workhorse.
I think he
got all the touches in Tampa.
He probably led the league in touches last year.
And
he didn't average a high yards per carry, but he would just get the ball so freaking much.
Yeah, I think he had like 20 touches a game.
14th.
Damn.
It's a new team.
They have Tony Pollard on here.
Get the fuck out of here.
No way.
I don't see that happening with that line.
I'm not drafting
at
all.
They have Raheem Mostert. And they have Alvin Kamara.
In the top 10?
Yeah.
They have Mostert in the top 10?
Mostert's at 9,
he's
Kamara
getting pretty
at 10.
Old. He's got to be like 32.
He's another one that season, I think, was an anomaly. He's never going to have a season like that again.
He's old.
Yeah.
How old are we talking?
Mostert?
He's definitely like 32,
he's like
33.
Seventh season or something like that.
That's a lot for a running back.
He's 32.
Damn.
Called it.
You called that shit,
dude. I was on the money.
I will say, I think Josh Jacobs is a little high after the season he had last year.
I don't think so.
He didn't have that great of a season.
I think that, yeah, but I think that has more to do with the team that he was on.
But how can you say that? You don't know.
Because the year prior, they were arguably a better team, and he had a monster season.
Oh, that's the other one missing from the top 10.
I also think that Aaron Jones, he had a really great end of his season when he was finally healthy. And now that Josh Jacobs is on Green Bay, going to be very good. I think there's no question he's going to be a really good running back this year.
How do we feel about Joe Mixon?
I think he's too old. Doesn't catch the ball.
I think
this has Joe Mixon at 22, and I just think he's been...
That's low.
He's better than
Pitts, too. It's low, but he's not like...
Doesn't feel like he's ever had a bad year.
No, but he's never had like a monster year or anything. He's pretty
he's serviceable.
He's
like
reliable.
He's like a safe second option at running back, I would say, maybe third.
I wouldn't be surprised if he lost his starting job this year.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. He's getting to that age where it could happen. Same thing with Mostert.
He is a good fit, though, in Houston. So
yeah.
But they have a younger guy.
Yeah.
Is he still on the team? Damian? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
He
yeah.
sucks, though.
Who?
Man. Damian Pierce.
You think he sucks?
Yeah. He was really bad last year, man. He averaged like 2 yards a freaking carry. He was so bad. And he doesn't catch the ball. That's the thing. If we're talking fantasy, running backs, they got
to
catch the ball.
Yeah, you have to catch the
ball. Got to catch the ball.
You know who's nowhere near the list?
Fucking
Eckler.
Yeah.
And it makes sense why. His last season was awful. But
I think that's going to be a weird one. That's just fucking horrific coaching.
Terrific.
On the Chargers end.
Yeah, but he's old.
That's my first rounder.
He also went to,
what's
it called? Commanders, yeah.
He's also bald. Like,
what the fuck?
What?
Damn.
That's aerodynamic, baby.
Oh, real. You're not wrong on that one.
Oh.
For the love of Philly.
Shut your teeth.
All right, so.
Talk the rest of the podcast like Kanye on Through the Wire.
No, I can't.
I'll sing the beginning for you. Through the Wire.
Are we going to get copyright strike for that?
That was close to
the
real thing.
Pitch perfect.
That was pitch perfect.
So do we.
Shut out.
We agree with.
Anna Kendrick.
Bijan being number two? Is that too high? Does anybody
Bijan at number two?
You think that's too high?
Again, I think he was so hyped up last year. And what did they have coaching changes there?
Yeah, they fired their head coach, Arthur Smith.
I don't know. I haven't seen enough out of him to have put him that high. We've definitely seen sparks of the potential.
Sparks of greatness.
Yeah.
He had a respectful season, but it's not his fault that he didn't get the touches that he deserved.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd put him that high yet.
Well, it's one of those things.
And I don't think this is a bias. I would put Saquon significantly higher, like top three.
I think
just because of our
O line.
Yeah, I think it's kind of biased because
I don't think it is because our O line. The past how many years you put anybody behind there?
Yeah, but you got to think of injuries too. He is known to get injured almost every
year.
I
think outside of that too, there's a lot of mouths to feed. And Jalen Hurts is going to be running the ball, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think
that plays in his favor.
It makes a dynamic offense.
I know.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean,
I think plays in Saquon's favor to not be that workhorse that he's been in New York.
Which
so
means
he doesn't have to be out there every play fucking taking these hits.
Which means he won't be a top 10 running back, if that's the case.
I just think if you're talking fantasy right now, like you don't know what his usage is going to look like. I think that putting him around like the
yes,
number
I
six spot.
I asked
is
my
a
magic
eight
ball. Literally
like,
asked my magic.
They only give
eight
yes
ball.
Or no answers.
It's no. It said
whoa,
most
whoa,
definitely.
There's more options.
Whoa,
than that,
whoa.
It said most definitely.
You fucking dweeb.
Or highly likely.
Or
what about that?
Please ask again.
You unathletic dweeb.
I knew that was coming from somebody. I knew it was coming from somebody.
Oh, also not to mention that Jalen Hurts takes so many rushing touchdowns.
As long as it's not the one, it's Saquon's.
But it. Yeah, there's a lot of yard. Huh?
It's pretty much true.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, but
he's gonna get it.
It's on the one. I feel like it's on the one a lot for some reason.
It really was.
But yeah, I don't know. I think the list is pretty accurate. I don't. I think Joel Jonathan.
Those shoes are fucking hideous.
Are those
dude.
Skechers?
Yeah, he's like the only athletic ambassador for Skechers.
That's badass.
Bam.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's real ass, dude.
I think Jonathan Taylor might be a little high.
Yeah, fuck that guy, dude.
He can't stay healthy.
He had a good season.
Fuck that guy.
He had an okay
year,
season.
He didn't even play half the season.
Yeah.
He had a good part of the season that he played, and he didn't
Did
get
he?
Hurt again.
I don't even
and
remember.
It's not that, I don't think it was that he was actually hurt. Wasn't he trying to get signed? And it was like a whole
He's trying to get money.
No, he was hurt. Deal. He was hurt, and then he came back towards the end of the season. I think it was this offseason. Wasn't that this offseason
well,
that he was trying to get signed? Or
was
that
no,
last
offseason?
Off
oh. Regardless, though, he had a good ending half of the season that he played, and they didn't even have an actual quarterback. They had fucking Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, that's true.
Garbage. They did not look the
they
same.
They had an actual quarterback
I think too many
like
people. I think too many of the players on this list have question marks because there is a part of the offense or that was kind of off, or they're on a new team. And, like, the only locks on this list, in my opinion, as for sure top 10 guys, are Christian McCaffrey, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Kyren Williams.
You don't think Bijan is a top 10?
I think he probably should be. But what I'm saying is, like, the guys that we've already seen in their teams that have performed at a top 10 level are those three. And everybody else is a question mark.
I'm pretty high on Breece Hall. I think he's really good.
I think he's really good, too.
I think he could fit in this top 10 pretty easily. Yeah.
But the Jets need to fix up their O-line.
Yeah, and he's got to play on that turf for half the season.
True.
Which does not help anybody in any regard.
Yeah.
I mean, rid of the field.
Having Aaron Rodgers is going to be a huge benefit to that entire offense, though, because they fucking sucked.
Yeah, I just hope he can stay healthy. That's the only thing, man. Injuries suck, and unfortunately, they happen every single year, and they destroy hopes and dreams.
True.
Thank you.
So who do you guys think are the biggest snubs, guys that could be on the top 10 that aren't?
Personally, I should be on the list.
If you had one to pick, who's your pick?
If I tried my hardest, I feel like I could squeeze it. I could squeeze one out.
I think that Alvin Kamara is definitely a good pick for snub.
I think so too.
Only because of how much he catches the ball.
Yeah,
he catches the ball a ton.
Getting older, but he's still really good.
Yeah, for sure.
The easy answer I would say is Derrick Henry, right? Or like the easiest answer.
That's another one.
The one that should probably be like somewhere on there.
He's just old.
You're old.
He is. I don't know if he's still going to be.
He's going to be fucking elite, and you're going to eat your words. You're going to cry about it too.
What that guy said.
I think that he deserves to be like 9 or 10, probably. I don't think Isaiah Pacheco should be as high as he is.
I don't think he should be above a Derrick Henry.
Nah.
I think, like, if Henry makes a list, he should at least be at 10.
He would over probably Pacheco. Be 10. Maybe even 8 over Etienne. But no, Etienne,
I think that too.
Etienne's pretty good. I don't know, man. But there's always going to be that sneaky boy.
The king?
Yeah, there's going to be somebody sneaky.
The king?
Who's going to be the sneaky boy?
He's the fucking king.
Bob. James Cook.
I thought you were going to say Achane.
James Cook.
James Cook is a good pick.
He's not even he was a sleeper this year. It feels like he's still a sleeper because, I don't know, I'm still not high on him, dude.
It was more of an end of season thing. Felt like he was just getting into his groove. And finally,
no, but he had a good start of the season.
Well,
he got
season.
Hurt. That's all. He got hurt, but he came back and he was still pretty good. It took him a couple games to get back into the rhythm, but he had a good finish to the season.
He smoked the Cowboys. I remember that.
Yeah, dude.
I just don't know what happened. Like, he flipped a switch.
He came out of nowhere, dude. Saying.
Like, he's been bad for the past 3 or 4 years. Yeah, really bad.
The same goes for Mostert.
I know.
True. Just a breakout year.
That's why I don't trust him. I'm not drafting either of them.
I was so mad. I remember in my other league, this guy traded Cooper Kupp for Mostert at the beginning of the season. I was like, dude,
that's a crazy
trade.
You're
so fucking stupid, is what I said.
Yeah.
I called him I was like, that is the worst trade I've ever seen in my life. This is before Cooper Kupp came back.
Yeah. Wait, he got Mostert?
He got Mostert for Cooper Kupp.
Okay. Cooper Kupp was hurt for a while,
yeah,
right?
That and Mostert had the crazy, like, fucking 50-point game or whatever, where they scored like 70 points. And I was like, yeah, like, these guys are fucking idiots. Like, why would you do that trade? It's horrible. And it fucking worked out.
Kupp came back pretty hot, though, didn't he?
No, he wasn't.
No?
He had like
Puka.
Two or three good games. Well, Puka dominated.
Yeah, he had to share with Puka, and Puka was like getting everything, right?
He was out touching.
Yeah.
They were touching.
Dude, I had Puka too. That's so crazy.
Puka too.
I had the dream
team. There's another one?
I know. You had the sleeper dream team, dude.
You really did. Sam LaPorta. I won't forget Isaiah screaming in my face and threatening my family when I picked Dalton Kincaid and as my backup tight end.
Dude, that was a good pick too, though, wasn't it?
No.
Like, what?
What?
He wasn't that good.
Late, bro. It was like round like 14.
I used him for like 3 weeks, bro.
He caught touchdowns like towards the end of the season.
I remember wanting to pick him as well.
He was like on and off.
Yeah. But Sam LaPorta was money.
Yeah, you threatened my whole life, brother.
Yeah, you deserved it.
Yeah, probably.
You had it coming.
Who you all picking first?
Christian
McCaffrey.
What
the fuck? I'm not talking about this. The fuck?
Why?
We're all in the same league. The fuck?
Well, if you're...
As a running back?
Yeah,
running How is it not Christian McCaffrey?
Like, because it's Saquon Barkley.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, if I had 1-1?
No.
What?
Or my first running back?
No, your first running back.
1-2.
If you could... First running back overall, who do you think deserves to go there?
Who are you picking?
Who deserves to go first
no,
running back
you
overall?
Want?
I don't understand the question.
I don't think I do either.
You have anymore. To give me a, like...
What's your favorite color?
Where I sit in...
blurple. All
right, how about this?
It's like blue
give
and
us,
purple.
Give us your... In any order, doesn't have to be completely ordered. Give us your top five running backs for next season.
My top five? In any order?
We're all
going to
have like the same list.
Dude, you smell like cheese.
Nobody's putting Saquon on there. Except
this
you.
This side of the table shit and farting. That's all I'm saying.
On you
That's
guys.
That's true.
Dude. I...
We're shitting and also farting.
I'll give you guys my list.
Okay. All right, let's do top three. Five's too much.
Oh God, no, it's not. I'm doing five. It's not going to take long, dude.
I'm breaking the rules. You guys fucking suck.
You start, Isaiah. You.
I think we're all going to start with the same player.
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, you're going to start with McCaffrey. One? Why are you starting with one?
I'm not ordering it. I'm not ordering.
Christian McCaffrey.
He could be number five.
I'm going at the same time.
Saquon Barkley.
Kyren Williams.
Wait, what?
I said it's not in any order. This is just my top five.
I thought you just said that you wouldn't put him that.
You said that.
So did he.
No, you said that.
You smell, bro.
He's reverting.
It's the only thing he's got.
Undo.
Kyren Williams. Bijan Robinson.
Whoa, he said top three. What are you doing, brother?
He said he's doing
Jahmyr
five.
Gibbs.
Christian McCaffrey. Kyren Williams. Saquon. Bijan.
It's going to be the same
Achen.
List as me.
What the fuck?
Okay. This guy's
dude,
crazy.
I really like Achen.
You like him because he fucking gave you like 60 points in a week.
I think if he had more time.
He's so fast.
If he had the ball. For he's weeks. Cooking. He needs mark it.
On the calendar?
Shut up, Mark. Shut up, Mark.
Bro.
I did not hit her.
I did not. All right, Mark, come on. What are you
give
doing?
Give me McCaffrey,
like, we're
dude.
Waiting for you.
Give me McCaffrey. Give me Gibbs. Give me... Give me Saquon, and then give me...
You're at three, dude.
Derrick Henry, four. Derrick Henry,
four. We're all given different numbers?
Four, Derrick Henry.
That's an honorable mention. He can't lead the gang off the list.
Why are you laughing so hard?
Four. Who gives four?
Well, you said three. He forced five. Number, I'm at in the middle, dude. What do you want me to do?
He did five, too.
No, I don't care.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You did do five.
Yes,
Christian. No.
Do I got to name your list again?
Yeah. I gave six.
All right, get the fuck out of here. All right, Sean, go.
I'm giving six.
The king off the list.
I'm giving six. AJ Dillon.
Shut up. I had him, dude. He fucking sucked.
Yo, he's...
Dude, when Aaron Jones went down, I was kind of hype, and then it didn't matter.
All right, just kidding. I take my six back. It's Cordero.
Wow.
The is Joker. He still in the league?
Yeah. The Joker.
Yoker. He's going to take touches from Bijan.
Imagine.
Brother, he's not on that team, brother.
I don't fucking
who's
know
he
where
playing
he is,
for
bro?
Now?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Does he really?
Wow. All right, Sean, who's your top 3/5/4?
Give me...
maybe six.
Give
me eight.
I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs.
At one?
That's it.
Okay.
That's your pick?
Yep. Respectable.
All right, cool.
Wow, okay. So you just...
Ooh,
no, I'll wait, give you two. Wait, I'll give wait, you two. No.
I want to give seven. I want Deuce Vaughn in there.
Nice.
All right, I will... I think I would pick Bijan over McCaffrey.
Okay. I just hope I draft behind you.
It's a bold pick. He's really
but then I would also... I'm just giving you two, McCaffrey. That's it. All right, who
you
wants another
gave
round?
Us three, bro.
No, I didn't.
He tried to make it easy.
This guy's dumb.
No,
so.
Pick an honorable mention.
I made up the Gibbs part. That was a joke. Why didn't you laugh?
The goat.
I want another drink. You didn't even ask us what we wanted.
You guys came with your drinks.
No, we didn't.
Tropical Rainbow Blast, dude. Is that what you're smoking on? I'm smoking on that.
Drake is smoking on top
rainbow.
Fives. Who is? Drake.
Is Drake in my top five?
I said Drake is smoking on top fives.
Oh. I thought you asked
Drake's
a question.
Well, what do you mean?
Maybe we'll talk about it later.
I didn't even know there was one.
Oh,
wow.
My God. This guy's not tapped in.
I'm uncultured.
He's
all right,
tapped
let's
in.
Let's get
give me another
round.
Round.
Let's
I'm fucking
thirsty. All right.
You need to get us the first round.